Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Yeah, we done made it. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining report live from the Brian and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559, high of 71. Currently, it is 49, clear skies at Paseo.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Forget About It Friday?
My favorite day of the week. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling frisky.
Yikes.
You never know what's coming up on the show this morning when I'm feeling like I'm feeling. No Red Friday. She's got a bye week, y'all. So Ron will be back on the show next week.
Of course, we will be at 7:52. We will be finally announcing another winner for the Hustle Hard Shine Bright Spotlight. So make sure you tune in for that. And then TMG goes down into 23s. Paul Pierce is giving some dating advice, and Snoop D-O-double-G is speaking about what makes a real friend, and he speaks on Nelly.
We got your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on Can Shitty's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Hot 103 Jams.
Hustle and shine.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It is impossible to overstate the value of being thankful. From genuine thankfulness, the richness in your life emerges and expands. Feeling and expressing gratitude is much more than merely a nice and polite thing to do. It enables you to access and utilize the abundance in your world. When you appreciate the value of what you have, you gain benefit from that value and expand it. Prosperity, achievement, and fulfillment are, at their hearts, acts of gratitude. Be thankful for your liabilities, and you transform them into assets. Be thankful for your weaknesses, and you build new strengths. Whatever situation you're in is one to be thankful for. With a thankful heart and a thankful perspective, you'll propel yourself into better and better situations. Begin with thankfulness and continue with it. Put that thankfulness into relentless action and live the best life you can imagine. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
625, high of 71. Currently, it is 48 first guys at Park College. Kim Kardashian tries to convince Niecy Nash that she can get down in the kitchen on one specific meal.
Oh, Lord.
Cornbread with, it's the whole shebang. My soul food meal. Fried chicken, my cornbread with, it's so good. My mac and cheese, greens, a sweet potato souffle. Give that look all you want. I'm going to make it.
I
think Kevin Hart did a YouTube on this.
Nobody trusts Kevin. Why are we bringing him up?
Why?
Who trusts Kevin?
Oh, Lord, no. No. Somebody who got that much fake stuff on them, I'm not trusting them to make
what does your body have to do with cooking?
They believe in
that. That was a Paul Pierce type of analogy.
Stop.
That was crazy.
No, it ain't. Well, I'll just say that Kim Kardashian is turning into one of them one of them white mamas who got black kids. Mm. They got mixed kids.
With that little head, that swoop.
Yeah, they got
that bang.
They got little baby hair, kind of sort of. Some of them got the short hair bob or something.
That short hair with, yep.
They got a little accent on them a little bit. Okay, you done been around a couple people. That's cool, but it's on you. It ain't in you, though. So I don't know about it. I will not be taste testing nothing that Kim Kardashian is cooking.
He's trying to say he is not trusting it.
Nope, and especially some soul food. I'm good.
Yeah, I get
fam.
That. Well, you and Niecy Nash both. Now, Omarion has announced that B2K will be having a tour in the new year, and it sounds like this time they got some different rules.
You know, when we come together, it's not just for us. It's for our family.
Okay.
It's for our fans. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than us.
Y'all gotta have some new rules though when y'all go out this time.
It's some new rules now. It is some new rules now. You're getting docked. Don't show up. You're getting docked.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of issues. They've had so many different issues before of not going on tour, trying to do tour, doing a millennial tour, people beefing, somebody not showing up. So hopefully all goes well, and it sounds like they're all on some, look, we need this money. This economy is what it is. Let's get to it.
No more love and hip-hop Atlanta, whatever he was on, Omarion.
I think you're talking about Fizz. Yeah, I think he was the one that was on. Yeah.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
November is National Diabetes Month, y'all. Both children and adults are impacted by this chronic health condition, but early detection and treatment of diabetes can decrease the risk of developing complications. Learn more from the American Diabetes Association website at diabetes.org. So, of the 40 high-volume airports in the United States that will have reduced air traffic by 10% starting this morning, y'all, 33 of those have flights to or from Kansas City. Now, KCI is not on the list of airports impacted by the Federal Aviation Administration's announcement on Wednesday to reduce the air traffic. Some slight good news there. But the FAA confirmed the holdups, which were all over the place, especially at KCI, were caused by staffing shortages, and a ground delay was issued for the airport. The travel disruption came just days after thousands of air traffic controllers missed their first full paycheck due to this government shutdown, y'all. So this right here is scary.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned that there could be mass chaos next week if the shutdown continues long enough to keep controllers from getting their next paychecks on Tuesday. Travel season is coming up with the holidays and stuff, D. Lord have mercy. Besides what Memorial Day and 4th of July and stuff, busiest times of the year at the airport. And they're already busy enough, and the lines are already long without.
Yeah.
He's predicting mass chaos. This is the U.S. Transportation Secretary, y'all. He sees and knows everything at least 2 weeks ahead. So, why travel? That's my question.
Well, people have plans. Things have to get done.
Oh,
jobs want you to travel.
No.
Being realistic, people are not going to cancel their plans. So what I would recommend, cousins, just find you a backup plan. If you are able to get on a road trip, if it's a place that is not, you know, you can drive there, try to do that, because these airports will be behind. If you've been on social media, you've been seeing people say, look, I got to the airport 3 hours before where people normally would do, you know, an hour. When I go to KCI, I pull up 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm straight.
Look at you cutting it close.
Well, I mean, it'd be enough time to get in at our airport. Mm. But when you go to them bigger cities,
Atlanta.
Baby, you better be there the day before.
If you flying to Atlanta in this, you a bold
good
person.
Luck.
Yeah,
you might spend Thanksgiving in the airport.
I drove to Atlanta one time in 2013. It was 12 hours.
I said,
yeah, I said never again. But
jeez.
But it looked like this week might be the week for some of y'all.
Damn.
Ooh. Busy Bent Man, 816 day. We on Hustle and Shine.
Big shout out to all the cousins in that Hustle and Shine text line. It's going crazy this morning. Big shout out to Rich Harris, as always.
My dog.
We appreciate you so much. Big love to Asia, Rex, Carolyn. Who else we got? We got Pops Thomas in the building. That was sent over from your daughter Ashley for being the best father that she could ask for.
Aww.
We love that. Sanaya and Zane, the DMD Dance Divas. Anastasia Jackson. What's up, cousin? And then also, big love to Anthony Hogan, Aubrey, AJ, Bella, Ebony, Prim Hogan, the whole family. We appreciate you all so much for hitting that text line. And we got some more shout-outs we'll do throughout the show. So if you send them, we still going to float them throughout the show. Just make sure you tap in.
Okay, okay. Shout out to everybody who we linked up with last night too, man. As
yes,
it was that Big Box barbecue. Blind Box?
Yeah,
Blind Box barbecue. Thank you, D. Yeah, man, we was linking up with cousin Rashee Rice last night.
Yes, you know? Yeah, he had a meet and greet, and when we pulled up, oh my goodness, the line was
crazy
in the street. How I felt. So, major shout out to Q Shop Ambition. You know, of course, we had him on the show.
Yeah.
And he has his collab with Rice. And, man, those jackets are fire.
Yeah. It's a good barbecue, too, man.
Yeah. Hands down.
While y'all out in the streets, the Kansas City Council unanimously passed Mayor Quentin Lucas's traffic safety ordinance aimed at protecting students in school zones by prohibiting right turns on red signals when school zone speed limits are in effect. So, of course, we know about the young child that passed away a few weeks ago. And, you know, the rules are simple, y'all. The key provisions, no right turns on red in school zones during school hours. The signage required will be at all affected intersections. And schools can request waivers. Try saying that five times. Can request waivers if the rule disrupts pickups or drop-offs. Here's what Mayor Lucas had to say yesterday.
And I thought, rather than doing something that impacts every right turn and every intersection, we ain't trying to do that fight. We're trying to be simple. Slow down around kids, stop, look ways, make sure there's not a child there.
And like I asked Mayor Lucas, I think it was 2 weeks ago on All Things Casey, I was like, man, I see people driving recklessly all the time by school buses, and they ignore the stop thing that the school buses have, and they keep it moving, and sometimes these kids can be at risk. So this is nothing but positive news for the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
TMG, the Morning Gossip, is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 71, currently 48, clear skies in Raytown. Friends who respect your spouse truly care about you is what Snoop Dogg is saying about Nelly being a real friend.
Because let me tell you, that will tell on you. That Nelly will tell on your ass. And Nelly and my wife is the same sign. So this is the type of he is. Boss lady, he ain't finna be with nobody while he with me. I'm telling. If he look at any, I'm telling. But that's a real friend, though.
That's a real friend.
A real friend don't want to ever fall out with your wife.
Right.
A man that don't give a about your wife don't care about you.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, that's valid.
So one thing that I'm not snitching and I'm not telling. I don't do that. First, and I want to say all my brothers' wives, they know like we have a great relationship, and I do with all my sisters. I do. I take preventative measures. So
you won't take them to Bacala.
No, but I'll be like, bro, like don't do that.
Yeah,
like,
you'll be the I get that.
Yeah,
you'll be the one to be like, I don't think you should do that.
And I'm not participating. Like I will not be up in the Everglades or whatever Kirk was in, you know, on Love and Hip Hop when they was playing the J. Cole song. I would have been like, nah, bro, you shouldn't do that. Yeah. Don't do it. And if y'all do it, then you know the consequences. Yeah.
Now, as beautiful as that sounds of, okay, you know, respecting the spouse, absolutely. But if this is my friend, I do owe loyalty to them. So I'm not necessarily finna say, I'm finna go to you and say, hey, so-and-so, because you're my friend. I'ma just tell you and be like, hey, you should have some, you know what I'm saying? You should. I'ma tell you what to do, but you're still my friend. I have to have your back regardless if you cheating, geeking, or whatever.
Geeking.
Like you owe one, clearly. But since we're talking about dating, NBA Hall of Famer Paul Pierce, he's giving some dating advice if anybody was interested.
That don't match. Paul Pierce and dating advice.
you know, if you really want to know if a girl love you for real, go cheat on her and see how she react. Now we're going to see what's real. Oh, I'm just saying, like,
if you really want to know if
a girl really love you, go out and cheat on her.
Okay. And if that girl loves herself more than you, then you ain't got no chance in the world.
She should.
Exactly. So you want to be with a woman with low.
That is the most caveman, archaic, ignorant. There's a million other ways to find out if a woman loves you, but you want to decide to cheat on her to find out? Bro, that don't make sense.
48-year-old Paul Pierce thinks that you should cheat on somebody. You know what? We being real. That is a mindset of somebody that's middle school, high school. Like, that's facts. The type of stuff. Like, we've all thought that to a point. Like, how far can I take this? Like, let's be a bean. I've thought that about plenty of times. I have when I was younger. I've even might have dated somebody or people that might have been like, yeah, I'll stay with you if you cheat on me. Don't tell me that. Why would you say that? But I've experienced where somebody told me that a couple times.
Yeah, that's something I don't deal with. Zero tolerance for on my end or they end.
Yeah. So you mature up, but I don't.
He don't.
Yeah, that's just him.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. Yeah, man.
Join us next Friday, the 14th, for Hot 103 Jam Feeds the Need 12-hour food donation drive to benefit the Operation Breakthrough's food pantry. And we'll be broadcasting live 6A to 6P at Ruby Jean's Juicery 3000 Truce. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations to provide for the families Operation Breakthrough serves, impacted by the government shutdown and SNAP benefits. Kicking off with, of course, Hustle and Shine in the morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Help us feed the need, Kansas City.
Yes, please.
Caring about the community, we are Hot 103 Jams. And some slight good news yesterday, D. A federal judge in Rhode Island ordered the Trump administration to find the money to fully fund SNAP benefits for November. A decision that the administration promptly appealed, of course. The ruling gave Trump's administration until today to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Though it's unlikely the 42 million Americans, it's about 1 in 8 in poverty, will see the money on their cards they use for the groceries that quickly. And of course, this order was in response to a challenge from cities and nonprofits complaining that the administration was only offering to cover 65% of the benefit. And that decision would have left some recipients without getting anything this month. So hopefully those benefits hit sooner than later, man.
I feel like it's some things that should just be off limits, of course. And this is one of those things.
I agree. And they're going to appeal. You appeal to have a snap. Anyway, Trump's America.
Yikes. You know, day and age we live in, but like we mentioned earlier, too, there are a lot of things that are happening in the city. A lot of resources will tell you those for the hustle and shine in the streets of different restaurants, too, that are hooking up free meals for the kids out in the community.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with J.E. Dunn to help celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community. And that's individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and positive change in Kansas City.
Today, we are announcing another Hustle Hard, Shine Bright winner.
Valerie Graham nominated Greg Taylor, G-Style Cuts. And Valerie wrote, he's a child of God first, a father, and a son. He owns and operates his barbershop and has been nominated for the KCPC Awards and has won. He's an excellent leader in his community. He mentors young men, teaching them how to groom themselves, and sometimes offers free haircuts to the community. Valerie writes, what makes her nominate him is he's completely changed his life and is a walking example of God. And she's extremely proud of this gentleman.
Big love going out to Greg G Style Cuts Taylor for being our Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight winner. You're getting hooked up with that $250 gift card. And love to our friends at J.E. Dunn, building authentic partnerships and enriching lives through inspired people and places.
And Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Ooh-wee.
It's that time.
It's that time to get in the booth. Let's go. Come on.
We gonna rock out just a little. It's a little Friday. Thank God it's Friday, by the way.
Come on.
Come on. Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. Let's get paid. Hustle shine in the morning always. Uh-huh. Get outside, cousin. We better see you today.
You know it is starting off tonight. Oh, Lord, I don't have it ready. We just going to go naked with it. My nephew, Marcel Reed.
Yes, sir.
The Undertaker. Against them Lee Summit North Broncos. The playoffs start tonight. They going against Lee Summit. And tonight, the Undertaker gonna put some money in the dirt. I can't wait, man, to see nephew go out and ball out.
Big shout out to them Broncos for sure. And then we want to send some love to the family and friends of Casey's very own Ramon, a.k.a. the King of Plastic. You will be dearly missed.
You will, man. Had him on the show, I don't know, some years ago. Mm-hmm. Very good dude, man. He was a bright spot for the city. And his spirit never leaves. You always going to be in KC, dog.
Never.
Praying
never.
For you and your
all
family.
Day. Yeah.
Also, man, going down Saturday, the I'm KC food drive going down at the I'm KC store. Shout out to the Popper, Walt Lee, Dundilla the Popper. It's at the I'm KC store in War Parkway. Drop off those non-perishable food items, y'all, please.
Yep. Now, while I might be rubbing my feet together over this weekend, you know, I might pop out because R&B Shining is going down, right?
Oh, D, you going to break the heels out, huh?
No. Not even close.
R&B Shining. I'm DJing with a band Saturday at In Good Company, man. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It's going to get sexy up in there, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And then also, D, you got some resources for the cousins who need it.
Yeah, discounted or free meals for families experiencing some hardships, of course, with everything that's going on right now. So I'll name off a couple of these, but make sure you check each restaurant. Everybody has their own stipulations. I know Patio and Independence will be doing something very soon. Peace Tree, of course. Lily's Cantina, Jalapenos, Brookside. It's many more. If you also want to check out that list, big shout out to the Kansas City Magazine. They have a full guide on different restaurants that are offering some type of help for resources. So we want to make sure you and your families are fed even on the weekend. So make sure you check those things out.
Of course, with all the activities, we always going to encourage you on Hustle and Shine to never don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
823 on your time, high up 71. Currently, it is 52 at Longview Lake. The Michael Jackson biopic trailer dropped on yesterday, and it has everybody talking. It'll be in theaters in April.
Can you lower the lights for me, please?
Okay, but remember, in here, keep those feet still, my man.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
You excited for it?
Look, I ain't been excited to see a movie since the 90s.
That's
since,
sick.
Like, Mrs. Doubtfire in 1993 or something like that. Like, Mrs. Doubtfire coming in theaters February 1993, AMC Theaters.
This is very exciting. And I didn't realize initially that his nephew is playing him. So that makes it even sweeter.
Yeah, son of the traitor of the family, Jermaine Jackson. That's another subject for another day. But D, I just hope that they get into the crevices of Michael Jackson's story. I hope they're honest and they tell the truth about from his vitiligo and his skin to some of the issues he's had with growing up in the industry and how that affected him being an adult.
Yeah, holding that baby over the balcony, everything. I want to know.
Blanket all of that. So I hope that they just tell the truth. I hope it's not notorious. Because that movie is awful. I'm Tupac, mother. That's a terrible movie, man.
You almost forgot the censor.
Nah, I'm good. I'm a vet over here, baby.
Yeah, interested to see that movie, but it drops in April. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on phone. Any more trailers or any type of leaks drop.
I have never bought a ticket in advance for the movies. Mm-hmm.
But you will for this.
This one, I'm doing it.
You're going to have to, because this is going to be crazy in theaters. Everybody, the line is going to be wrapped around the theaters.
Up? I might put on
little glove.
What's your favorite era of Michael?
I don't know. You kind of spraying that on me. I don't know.
Bad era, baby. The GOAT. I love Thriller, but the Bad Arrow. It's my favorite.
Now, some quick minor headlines. If you are a TV show watcher, as am I, Reasonable Doubt. Oh, such a great show. It's on Hulu. They have Jay-Z does have some involvement with that film. Also, Kerry Washington, I believe she's the executive producer, so she's involved. But yes, Reasonable Doubt is the name of it, and that's why it's a little bit of play on Jay-Z. Actually, the first season, every episode was named after a song by Jay, so he has some involvement. But it has nothing It has nothing to actually do with like that. It's a lawyer. It's really good. It's been renewed for season 4 at Hulu. If you watch it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Jax, she be handling business. Now, I'm going to say her husband, I'm not fond of him. We'll talk about that.
You're not fond of a made-up character, D?
Yes, I don't. He too soft. He too soft. But then Clarissa Shields, she just inked a major multi-fight deal with Wynn Records, guaranteeing her a minimum of $8 million. Now, this deal represents more than just a contract. And, of course, in her statement, she says she's fought her entire career to prove that women's boxing deserves equal respect, equal pay, and equal opportunity.
$40.
So, congratulations to her. Somebody said Papoose is currently adding more things to his cart.
Pay that man his money.
That's right. In the spirit of Kendu Isaacs, get your bread, dog.
I need that money.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those passionate, secretive, and a little emotional Scorpios.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor and singer Algie Smith. A big happy birthday to KC's own Nidra. Happy birthday, girl. Enjoy your weekend. Happy birthday to boxer Tank Davis. Sending over birthday love to DJ David Guetta. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to the video vixen herself and actress straight out of Toronto. Happy birthday to Melissa Ford.
Okay, D, let's take it home to Kansas City and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, DeLon Gravitt, Frankie Shores, and Malcolm Briscoe. Sending birthday love to Latoya Garcia, Rashiel Leonard, and Joseph Weatherspoon. Happy birthday, Kay Marsh, Wakilla Greer, and Lord Duran. Sending birthday love to Corinne Stephenson, Adwoa Asamoah, and Cavell Hudson. Happy birthday, Mark Thomas Sr., Demetrius Walker, and Charnell Johnson. Happy birthday, Felix Laura and Carmissa Lene. Plus, happy birthday, Antonio Smith, Ashley Burgett, and everybody else born on November 7th. Happy birthday, Scorpio. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Erica.
What you got going on?
On my way to the beauty supply store before I go to work.
Yeah, I know how that go.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your check engine light looking like?
It is on. No. Oh, my God. I'm
going to
pick up the car.
No. Girl, it'd be like that. But look, we got two tickets to hook you up with to the R&B Southern Soul Fest and the second row tickets at that. But you got to finish these lyrics with some good energy. You ready?
Yes.
Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Hit me one time.
Oh, I got my boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. Oh, I got my boots on the ground.
Where the fans at?
Where the fans at? Hey!
Hey! You want to give us a stand up version, but we like it.
You one of them ones that got a fan in the car with them, huh?
I did.
Definitely need a fan if the engine light on. You never know what might happen.
Oh, girl.
All right, cousin, you getting those two tickets and your name is qualified to win $1,000 in that free fall cash. Who you taking with you to the Southern Soul Fest tour?
Period.
A nice date night.
Yeah, wear some matching outfits.
I done gave her a bad idea. Yeah, no, don't do that, cousin.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine.
Making that real money.